Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. Sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, first up here, this Florida man who says that he owns land underwater is apparently lost another court battle. I don't even know what this is about. This is just cracking me up. Palm Beach County. A Florida man notorious for claiming ownership of submerged land across Florida has lost another legal battle. In a major ruling, a Florida judge rejected his latest claim to attempt to claim public land. So it's another defeat for this guy. His company, South Spanish Trail, says Local 10, had sued major tech firms, including GlobeNet and Caribbean Crossings, demanding $250 million in damages for the removal of fiber optic cables from the intercoastal waterway near Boca Raton. He argued that the submerged lands where the cables run belonged to him rather than the state of Florida. 6 years. And they finally said no. You know this has to cost him a ton of money. So where does he get this money from? And what is he? Because this has not worked in any of the cases that he filed in this. He keeps losing over and over again. I guess he's got the money to burn. I mean, some people, Juan's showing you, he's like trying to claim all this submerged land. This is wild. I wanted to pull this crazy story up because it has to do with AI. So a disabled Florida woman was banned. She was banned from using an AI voice clone because she made it say a bad word. I can't believe this. She has motor neuron disease, which leads to gradual loss of muscle control. She's a South Floridian woman named Joyce Esser. She lost her voice, and an AI tool company, or developed by a company called 11 Labs, brought her old voice back, but then they took it away and banned her voice because she apparently incidentally trained it to say A-R-S-E, a bad word. So they told her she couldn't use it anymore. I'm telling you what, no good deed, right? History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Who doesn't love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Answer, nobody. They've been one of the most delicious parts of your life forever. Everybody knows they can't get any better, right? Well, after you try the new Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup, a delicious twist on your favorite treat, you might change your mind. The Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup is the perfect combination of creamy milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter, and an ooey-gooey chocolatey filling. It's a different kind of delicious, you know? The chocolate filling just takes it to a whole extra level. It's a totally, completely new kind of Reese's peanut butter perfection. Lucky you. Lucky everyone. So you really just have to ask yourself how you like your peanut butter cup. The way you've always loved it? Or with a gooey chocolate lava center? Or don't choose and have both? Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Shop Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine? Well, are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. Oh. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Inject this into my veins. I want to play this just nonstop on a loop for the rest of the show. I want to play that soundbite nonstop. That is my favorite soundbite so far this year. That literally just happened. That was Trump meeting with the governors. And I am just, I can't. This is amazing. So he was talking to the Maine governor of Maine, Janet Mills, because she is refusing to comply with the executive order about men and women's sports. And he's like, yeah, well, you better. He just like looks at her and he's like, yeah, you over there. I'm sorry. Can I have this one more time? I think we all need it, because.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Uh-huh. Well, you better do it. You better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
I love this so much.
And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
He just does not care. Enjoy your meal after that, Governor Mills. Oh my gosh. He just doesn't care. I love it. You know what? It's about time somebody call these people out to their faces. I love it. This is the Trump that people love. This right here. This is what they voted for. I bet people in Massachusetts that don't like her are losing their minds with glee right now. I love it. And she's sitting right there. And the audacity for her, well, I'll see you in court. And he's like, yeah, I will see you in court. Yeah, we are the federal law. You have to comply. I was told, guys, I was told that not complying is an insurrection. That's what I was told, that it's an insurrection. I love this soundbite. I want to make it into like something tangible so I can become best friends with it. And we can go and get our photos taken at Olin Mills. That's how much I love this soundbite. Oh my gosh. In fact, you know what I want to... You know what Pat Jobs should do? They should make like one of those QR codes on the back of a shirt. And then when you do it, it just goes to that clip. Oh my gosh. Or a hat patch where it just goes to that clip. Oh my gosh. I love this clip so much. It's my best friend. I love this clip. Oh, and he's like, yeah, you better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding. I am best friends with this clip. That's amazing. And I'm glad that somebody, this is what I need POTUS to do to the Senate, to that budget bill. Oh my gosh. If he does this to Republicans in the Senate, like, no, this is not what the people voted for. They voted for tax cuts. Where are my tax cuts? Do you know the support he would get? Do you know the support he would get for that? You can't see, but I have chills right now. If he did that, if POTUS pushed back on weak Republicans and said, give me what I want, you will cement my executive orders into law with legislation, and you will do it. And I would march to protest in support of it in D.C. Hells yes, I would. Oh my gosh, please make this happen. This is the Trump we need to deal with these jokers in the Senate. We need it. The margin is so small in the House, and it was the House that gave him the bill he wanted. And by he wanted, I mean that we voted, that we voted for, you know, tax cuts and reduced spending and all this stuff. It was a great first like kick out right out of the gate. And then the Senate's like, meh, meh. Here you go, $343 billion in more spending, no tax cuts. Oh, maybe we'll come back and do more. Maybe we won't. This is, if he reacted to those Republicans with this energy and threatened to veto it, they would have to comply. I regret to inform the Republicans in the Senate that they do not have the kind of support that POTUS has. Maybe y'all want to learn something from it. See, you can sit here and extol the virtues of the Cruises and the Blackburns and all these other folks. But with voters, it is what have you done for me lately? We just watched 2 weeks. We woke up every morning depressed because we saw what our money's being spent on. And then they voted not to give us tax relief. Not even that. They voted not to even extend the tax cuts. And they voted for more spending. What? So if these Republicans think that they have support, their support stops with the last good thing that they did for voters. You get POTUS swashbuckling in there doing this, saying you better vote for this or I will. Oh, my gosh. Please inject it into my veins. That soundbite's my new best friend now. It's my best friend that, and I'm going to refer to it forever. And I will play it. The chat wants to play it nonstop. I know I will play it, I promise, one more time before we end the segment. I will. Juan's going to just do it now. You got the chat's demanding that we do it again. So
the NCAA,
I got to deliver,
has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
We're going to save the soundbite forever. This is one of the best ones. This is one of the best ones. This is exactly what we want to see. Can you believe that? First off, think about this for a minute. I'm pulling up. This is one of the things I'm doing on break here. Or actually, while that was playing, I'm pulling up. He actually did really well in Massachusetts. I gotta say, he did very, very well in Massachusetts. And he, in looking at this, he performed better than previous Republicans there. I mean, well, Romney did kind of good there, but that was, you know, Romney, because he was governor there. But I mean, they already have election 2028 polls out now. I'm going to jump off my roof. But he did incredibly well in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, I mean, it's a blue state, but he ended up performing better than he did in 2016. And those issues, and this is what I'm pulling up, is my saved exit data. So Massachusetts, they were immigration, inflation, immigration. Those were all huge issues. And then also men and women's sports as well. These are all major issues. Or sorry, Maine, not Massachusetts. Maine, he did. I'm actually looking at Maine and I'm saying Massachusetts and I have no idea why. I'm sorry. I'm looking at all of this information. He performed better in Maine. Actually, I don't even have Massachusetts up. So I don't know how he performed better in Maine than he did in 2016. And it was inflation, immigration, and then there was a lot of movement on men's and women's sports, and there were a lot of parents that were up in arms in Maine about that. There were a lot of school board battles. I mean, it wasn't those battles like in Virginia or in our town in Texas. It wasn't an outlier. That's the mainstream standard as to where voters were. And Maine's a pretty blue state. He did perform better than he did in 2016. And now I can't even imagine. I was looking to see if there's any state by state polling that shows maybe, you know, an accurate measure of how people are viewing him now. All we have national polls that have 53% approval. I would imagine, especially on the issues that voters in these states raised a lot of ire about, and Maine was one of them, that's only going to boost his approval in that state, and that tanks her. That tanks Mills. I can't even imagine. How she comes out after that. He did well. I mean, it was 52-45 for Harris, but Clinton outperformed that during 2016. So he did better. He performed better. And I would imagine after a lot of these issues that he's making ground on, this was one of the issues. Again, these were the top three issues for Maine. And I'm looking at exit polling data. This was New York Times, New York Times, Fox News, and CNN. Those are the top three issues. I can't imagine voters watching that exchange walking away thinking that Janet Mills looks good in this. I can't imagine it. So I don't think that he is over his skis by telling her this, nor do I think that they would be successful in a lawsuit with us. I mean, what are you, you're dealing with Title IX. You're actually incorporating discrimination against women in order to make that sort of competition, men and women's sports, a reality. I mean, I don't see how that withstands legal scrutiny. Of course, we have a lot of dumb judges, I got to be honest. I mean, he wasn't able to replace all of them in his first term. So we'll see. But apologies for that. I was looking at Maine and I'm saying Massachusetts and I have no idea why. It's Friday. My brain is fried. I'm like, it's an M. So my apologies for that. It's one of those days, guys. And Lorraine's like, Lorraine and Juan are freaking out. I'm like, I'm looking at Maine, but I'm saying Massachusetts. It's your girl's having one of those. It's because that damn soundbite. All I want to do is play that soundbite because I feel like we've had such a bare knuckle fight week that, and then the news this morning with that bill in the Senate. I had a friend tell me, and she doesn't follow. She's like almost one of those apolitical people. She's like a Martian. Well, she was, and she was asking me about, you know, the cuts with Doge and all of this other stuff. And, you know, she was like, does it really have like that much of an impact immediately? And I was explaining to her, I'm like, well, let's look at it. You know, we're trying to balance the budget. We're trying to get to like a very good point fiscally. We're on the edge of a cliff. We've got crazy inflation. I mean, the retail sector is giving us tons of warning signs right now, which is something we're going to be talking about next week. And this is, it's unsustainable. We're going to have to implement serious cuts, and people are going to get very, very upset about it because those cuts will be felt pretty much immediately. And then for the growth to generate, that's going to take a little bit more time because you have to open up energy, number one, which is actually the first thing that he did right out of the gate, which was smart. You have to open up energy production. You have to open up and stop a lot of the restrictions that came from the Biden administration as it pertains to business. The thing that I had Carol Roth on the other day talking about with small businesses and reporting, that has to be immediately done away with because you're killing small business. And that's the 80% that's the engine of the economy. There was something about the new jobs being created, like 80% of it was coming from that sector. There's so many things that need to happen to generate that growth. And people are going to feel the cuts before they experience the growth. And so we've got to get started on that and handle that now, because you know how Democrats are going to message that. And I was telling my friend, look, this is what happens when you have unleashed energy. You're going to be seeing cheaper energy. You're going to be seeing cheaper prices at the grocery store. When you cut spending and you're cutting taxes, you're immediately, that's like a pay increase, a major pay increase to the average American family. And I said, that's something that they're going to be able to actually tell, particularly with prices, you know, within, you know, several months. And I'm, you know, going through all of this with her and she's getting it. I need Republicans to get out there and message that more to voters, because it feels like they're not. And our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, the latest from Kel-Tec. And it's all American made, great American story, the creation of Kel-Tec. And this 5.7 is the lightest 5.7 that's on the market. It really is, because I have 5.7s and I can't conceal carry any of them. I can't carry any of them because they're a little bit big for my frame. This, I actually can. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7, and they accomplish this through two ways. They have this innovative rotary barrel design, and then they also have a unique top-loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. No joke. So it's a slimmer carry profile, and you get a 20+1 capacity. It is built to perform when it matters most. Low recoil, simplicity, and reliability. That's what it's engineered for. It's great for everyday carry, and it is legit the quickest and easiest field strip available. MSRP is only $399, so this is one that you absolutely can afford to get. It's the first of its kind. Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, only at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Who doesn't love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Answer, nobody. They've been one of the most delicious parts of your life forever. Everybody knows they can't get any better, right? Well, after you try the new Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup, a delicious twist on your favorite treat, you might change your mind. The Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup is the perfect combination of creamy milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter, and an ooey-gooey chocolatey filling. It's a different kind of delicious, you know? The chocolate filling just takes it to a whole extra level. It's a totally, completely new kind of Reese's peanut butter perfection. Lucky you. Lucky everyone. So you really just have to ask yourself how you like your peanut butter cup. The way you've always loved it? Or with a gooey chocolate lava center? Or don't choose and have both? Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Shop Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up with this, we've got, one economist is warning that Musk is about to cause a deep recession. I don't really care what this jackass thinks, so we're deleting that headline because I don't care. I'm tired of having these partisan Marxists decide that they're going to issue these crazy headlines and try to fearmonger everybody into thinking that spending less is actually bad. European stocks are outpacing Wall Street. There's a lot to dive into with this, but Financial Times says that it's a surprise performance driven by lack of day one tariffs on the EU, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think this, too, is a little bit of lead wagging the dog. K9 hurricane. This is sad. The most decorated dog in U.S. history has passed away. And this is according to their handlers. They said that this 16-year-old Belgian Malinois, who was the most decorated dog in U.S. history, was considered a special operations canine with U.S. Secret Service, became the nation's most decorated dog, took out a White House intruder in 2014. That was under the Obama administration. That's him there. He was medically retired in 2016 because of the injuries that he sustained during the incident. And so he's won all these awards and he's passed away. He's gone over the Rainbow Bridge, sweet pup. The U.S. is weighing destroying $500 million in stockpiled COVID tests. $500 million coronavirus tests that no one has ever used. This was reported that they're looking into the cost of destroying them. Weren't they sending them out for quote unquote for free to people? They said that the covidtest.gov, it shut down at 8 p.m. this week on Tuesday, but the tests would not be destroyed and they would remain in inventory until they meet their expiration date. And of course, they're saying, well, you know, the infections are decreasing after a winter peak. It's cold and flu season, you absolute halfwits. That's what it is. And the fact that they're going to waste $500 million. Again, why are we paying taxes? I'm ready for a civil war. Why are we paying taxes? This is asinine. We have gotten so soft as a people. I'm just livid over all of it. Just absolutely insane. Crazy. In addition to this, the Trump DOJ has dropped the Biden administration's lawfare case against, they were trying to go after SpaceX. It was a stupid, you know, no pun intended, trumped up case. They were suing Musk's SpaceX, claiming that they were committing discrimination, that they were not hiring people that they were allowed to hire. And then the case is actually being dropped. The DOJ filed a motion to have it dismissed with prejudice. So
really been the one to call it out. The fact that I'm rooting for Canada and I'm rooting for Mexico a lot is really wild. Mm. But they are really the ones that are speaking truth to power right now. They can see what it is. And they were like, we are not messing with this crazy regime from Mar-a-Lago and basically calling them thugs. That's what it is. But I'm like, y'all knew who he was when y'all elected him. So don't act surprised.
Jasmine Crockett, she's giving AOC a real run for her money. I wonder if there's like some feelings of competitiveness, you know, between the two, because really I don't know if I can make up my mind who says the goofiest stuff day in and day out. I really don't know. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, or at the top of this third hour in the program. And that was Texas's Jasmine Crockett. She's saying, you know, she's rooting for Canada and she's rooting for Mexico. She said, but they're the ones speaking truth to power. What does that phrase mean? That's so stupid. Speaking truth to power. That's just like some Kamala Harris word salad nonsense. I've heard this phrase over and over again. And I'm just like, what does that even mean? Speaking truth. That's a stupid phrase that people say when they have nothing else to fill the space with. I mean, there's truth and then there's a lie. So what is truth to power? It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. She just doesn't like the United States. That's okay. So she's backing Canada and Mexico because she's, I guess, happier with them. She's happier with the president of Mexico who doubled down on her defense of cartels because she was upset that POTUS, that they're designating these like seven different cartels as terrorist entities, which they are, by the way. I mean, it's kind of crazy that Mexico hasn't done it first, but here we are. I think that says her statement says way more about her than it does about the administration. I mean, it really does. I mean, she can go and live in Mexico and Canada if she likes it so much more and just see if her quality of life has improved or if she finds that she is freer in either of those countries than she is in the United States. I think that she just, one of the reasons I think that these some of these lawmakers on the left come out and say these stupid things is because they're trying to get famous. And they know that we live in a clickbait culture. That's why you see certain things on social media, especially with some folks that are kind of on the left. And I see it with some on the right, but I definitely see it with people on the left. They say these crazy things. Many of them, I will say, believe it, but they do it because they want the interaction. They want people, they want the feedback because they subscribe to that belief that, well, you know, bad press is better than no press. And so that's what they subscribe to. And I think that's what you're seeing with her because they saw AOC do it. And AOC made it like her whole shtick, right? And I think that Jasmine Crockett is looking at that model and saying, well, I'm going to do this for myself. And that's why she goes out and says the stuff that she does. But she's free to go. You know, if she likes it so much, she can go and live in any of those countries and see how freer she is. It's just goofy. This is just asinine stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Family fun at this year's Boat Show and Fishing Expo. 14 local dealers are offering huge discounts on current stock with all boats rigged and ready. Truckloads of discounted fishing tackle, water sports gear, seminars, trout fishing, Oklahoma bass tub, and more. Fun on the water for everyone. Tickets available online or at the door. Details at ncboatshows.com. Central Carolina Boat Show and Fishing Expo, February 21st through 23rd, Greensboro Coliseum Complex.
Life is better with a boat.